stick your signature on that. You are the world champion.
Again.
Yeah. Tell me how it feels.
Brilliant. You know, I don't know what to say. I mean, I put the work in all year. I was looked a bit dodgy, obviously, during the early round. Obviously, round one against Nigel Aiden. And again, last night against Wadey. I think that obviously just proves why I'm the best in the world at the minute, yeah.
Scrappy old Ladbrokes World Championship final, does it matter?
Not really, no, it was a bit scrappy. Yeah, don't get me wrong, I mean, obviously Andy's first time, my second. But if you only have 4 hours sleep, let anybody else who's had 4 hours sleep go up there and knock in a ton plus average.
Obviously that's with all the drug testing, it was routine yeah. Drug testing going on last night, but... You know, we saw flashes of your brilliance, didn't we? We were close to a 9-dart.
Of course you was, yeah. I mean, obviously I missed a double 12 again for the second consecutive year on double 12 this time. But I mean, at the end of the day, I got my job done. I did what I had to do. It makes a difference what your averages are. I mean, you've got to go there at the right shots at the right time and take the finishes out.
Yeah, you alluded to it, nearly, you know, could have gone out in the first round, perhaps should have gone out to James when he had that double 18 last night. I mean, do you feel like... You've led a bit of a charmed life this championship?
No, I don't think so. I think, personally, I think it's about time I had actually had a bit of luck. I mean, every time I win a tournament or get close or thereabouts, I've got to knock in, like, ton plus averages. Every time. Where you get the other players there knocking in, like, 90-odd averages and getting to the final or 80-odd averages, and you think, this isn't right, you know. But at the end of the day, like I said, I've done my job. I hit the right shots and eyes at the right time. And that's what we win the tournament.
How many more of these can you win, Eddie?
Well, I set off obviously with a target to win between 8 and 10. Obviously, 2 on the trot now is looking good.
Does 2 on the trot change that target?
Definitely not, no. Obviously, it can only grow now. I think that another thing what we win the tournament there was obviously being in the final last year. The experience we had, obviously, all the hype. Me and Andy Hamilton, obviously Andy's experienced that before, the hype, before that. I was watching Andy in the practice room, he was actually listening to everything what was going on TV. Well, I just turned around, put my earphones in, started practising, because I know all the hype from last year, because I listened to it last year. Even though I still won, I was still listening to it, and I thought, I aren't doing that again.
Eddie, it's 2 world championships. Can you go and dominate this sport now in, you know, not just this title, but all the other ones? Can you go and win 3-4 majors in a year? This is what people expect of you now.
Of course you are, yeah. I mean, obviously, yeah. Like I said, you're under pressure. I mean, everybody's ripped me off this year saying I've had a bad year. But no, I haven't, no. You look at the tournaments I've played in. I got to the Premier League final. I got to the European final. I got to the semi-finals of the match, but even though Wadey beat me. I've won the Worlds again.